Good afternoon, everyone, from Broadwood. We're here for Rangers versus Hibs, women's team. Good afternoon, Stevie.
Hello, Shauna, how are you?
Yes, I'm very well. Looking forward to today. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's a lovely day.
Good crowd.
Yeah, there is a good crowd. So there's been an uplift from the League Cup final last week, so this should be a good one.
Yeah, looking forward to it. With today's team news, we've got Fife and goals. We've got Docherty, Hill and Medag and Hay. We've got Rowe, Bance, Ross, McCauley and Ewens and Cornet. And on the bench, we've got Essen, Howitt, Hardy, Arnott, Austin, Martinez, McLaughlin and McCleary. Are you a wee bit surprised that McLaughlin's on the bench today?
I think it's just a case of getting some game time for Lib. She obviously comes in, she's not started in a while. And then obviously Rio's on the bench as well. Jane and Sarah are up front, so should be interesting. Rangers have started the way you would think, straight onto the front foot. So
we've got Sarah Ewens now going into the box. Good cross.
Just over the bar. But it's good to see obviously Mia and Brogan out wide, Chelsea in midfield. So it's a good chance. Libby's a good player, so she's picked up a really nasty injury. Back three is what we'd expect, and Jenna's back in goals from obviously the cup final swap. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's a nice day, and hopefully Rangers can do the business, and hopefully there's lots of updates and things to tell everybody.
Well, we've beaten the Hibs in the last two games, haven't we? So the quarterfinals was 6-2, and obviously the last league game was 3-0, so probably expecting some goals today, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, we took 7 off them at Ibrox in the home game, and in our last home game, so obviously Ibrox is a bit different with the big pitch and things like that, but I would expect that Rangers should win this game. It's just about the attitude, and obviously with Glasgow City playing Celtic later, we're going to gain from that somehow, so Rachel Rowe.
Oh, she's just over hit, isn't it?
Yeah, she's going to be key again, though. She was key last week, so it's going to be interesting. But as I said, Celtic and Glasgow City play at 4 this afternoon, so if they draw, we're winning. Either team wins, we're winning. I think the only one we really don't want is probably a Celtic win, because the momentum's maybe a wee bit with them. So we would maybe want a City win or a draw in that game. But either way, Rangers are going to extend their lead at the top over somebody, as long as we do the business today, and that's got to be the aim.
Yeah, and obviously the girls won last weekend and lifted the first cup, so obviously the momentum should be with us today, and they're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we certainly are, and we'll be back with all the updates soon.
20 minutes gone at Broadwood, Hibs lead 1-0. What do you make of the goal, Stevie? I think it was kind of poor from us. I think we've dominated the game so far, and they've put one ball through. I think Cathy got caught out of position a wee bit, and the girls slotted the ball into the bottom corner of the net.
Well, we both know that I missed it, because I was having a toffee pop. So yeah, it was. I seen it when it went through, and obviously she finished it well. She's the top scorer in the league, Bochum, so she's going to finish it well. I think Rangers have been dominant without being threatening. I don't think we've done enough in front of goal, which is disappointing, but plenty of time to recover this. However,
it's the first opportunity.
First opportunity for Hibs. Yeah, they've actually dominated since they've scored. They've done really well, so I thought they might have got a free kick for that as well, down by the touchline, but Rangers go long. Yeah, I just think Rangers need to be a wee bit more forceful in their attacking play.
Just too many touches, isn't it? Too many touches and not being a bit more...
They need to be a wee bit more assertive.
Yeah,
it's 1-0 at Hibs, 24 minutes gone.
It's 1-1 at Broadwood. Rangers have just scored. It was Rio Hardy that managed to get on the end of it. It was a ball over the top from Cathy Hill. Jodie McCleary that ended up getting it on the right hand side. She cut inside, passed it to Kirsty Howitt, and Kirsty Howitt managed to pass to Rio Hardy, and Rio Hardy slips the ball into the back of the net. It's 1-1, and it probably has come against the run of play here. We've not played well at all. This has been pretty dire.
It's probably the worst performance I've seen Rangers women in a long, long time, but they've given themselves half a chance. 78 gone. I think maybe a couple of minutes, you're talking about 15 minutes or so to try and find a winner. This is non-negotiable, they have to win this game. Rio done well there. I thought she took too long at times, but Rangers just haven't been incisive enough. They haven't been instinctive enough around the box, and that's a huge moment. And it'll shake Hibs a wee bit, I think. Hibs have actually done really well, and they've looked
decent,
probably better than we have at times, but I've been really surprised by Rangers' standard in this game so far. It has not been good, but that gives us at least a lifeline, Shauna.
Yeah, well, I think, as you said, I think Hibs have not dominated the game, but what they have done with their chances, that they actually made more creative chances in the attacking areas. When we've got into the attacking areas, we've literally created nothing. Yeah. But look, it's 1-1 at the moment, and hopefully, as we said, we can get a goal in the last 10 minutes to seal this game off. It's now 2-1 to Rangers. It was Cathy Hill at the back post, Stevie, your best pal. What do you make of it?
Yeah, delighted. It was a corner to Rangers, which Jodie McCleary came on and made the difference. She's had a hand in both goals. She wins the corner. It's taken short. Rangers work the space. Brogan gets it. She floats it in. Rangers will get a free kick for that one. And Cathy at the back post, she just leathers it in. 2 and 2 minutes in a game where I never thought that would come. It's just not looked likely at any point. Rangers have been poor, and Jodie's made such a difference. And she's not had much game time, but she's won the ball twice in really big areas, and that's enabled Rangers. Now, we said there was about 15. They got the goal within 2 minutes of that. There's about 82 gone at the moment. Just huge, Shona, because I really didn't see that coming from anywhere.
No, as I said, I think it was a really good goal. No one was marking Cathy Hill at the back post, and she was there to rifle the ball in the back of the net. I don't know how we've managed 2 goals in 2 minutes when the last, 80-odd minutes we've created nothing. So,
yep.
But look, you just calm yourself down here, pal. I know you're getting a wee bit emotional that your best pal has just scored. Look at him. He's absolutely loving this. So, you know, look, it's 2-1 to Rangers, and we just need to see this game out. I think the girls are doing a fantastic job now by just putting the ball down towards the corner flag, wasting a wee bit of time. So, yep, there should be only a couple of minutes left on the clock. I think there's about 10 minutes left on the clock. Yep. So, if we can just get ourselves through this game, we probably haven't deserved it, but do you know what? We needed the points, didn't we?
Yeah, non-negotiable to win today. I said it before, but it just hasn't looked likely at any point. But to get that, they worked it really well. Kirsty's made a difference up front as well. The subs have been good, actually.
Yeah,
the subs
well.
Have worked. And Liv's been great. She's been bright, and she's been really good. She was last week again. So Rangers in a pretty good position at the moment. I'd like to see another one go in.
Yeah,
though.
We've got another
kick. Yeah, at the moment, just swing that one in.
Oh, it's a good ball, but no, nothing happens from this. Wait, does he? Nah.
Oh, well done,
no,
Cathy.
That was a great tackle, but she's injured herself there, I think. Oh, no. Cathy Hill's down, doesn't look good.
I think she took a wee kick just to the head. She'll be fine. She'll be fine. She's had worse injuries at the bowling with me. Right, Rangers lead 2-1 anyway. 83 gone. Time for some more toffee pops, I think.
Right, Cathy, how did you feel about today's performance went overall? I know you got the victory in the end, but it looked like it was a tough one for today.
Yeah, I think obviously this is the third time we played Hibs in about 4 weeks or something, so it's tough playing the same team over and over. I think their game plan was probably to frustrate us today, and I think that worked. We couldn't really play our own game, but I think there was never a period really where we started to panic. I think we always believed in ourselves, and Joe reiterated that at half time that as long as we keep doing what we're doing, we'll get the win. So we left it a bit late, but the main thing at this point in the season is getting the 3 points. And that.
Feels like a big win though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think every win's going to be a big win now. Just getting 3 points, even if it's not pretty, we're not going to get the results we were getting at the start of the season probably, but that's what happens in the split. We're playing good teams every week, and we need to make sure that we're on top of it every week.
What did you make of your goal today? I thought get you getting in at the back post for the winner.
Yeah, I was joking with Joe that if I was further out, I'd have missed it because it was going in. But definitely wasn't a striker's finish. But if I can contribute to the win, then I'm quite happy to score.
You'll take it, won't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Cass, can I ask about your fitness? Just how it's been your back in the team a couple of games back.
Yeah, just missed the Celtic game with a little niggle. It was just bad time and picked it up on the Wednesday in training, but. It's just one of those ones that needed the kind of 7 to 10 days to settle down, so it was just really bad timing, but I feel fine now. Yeah.
Interesting you talk about the sort of third time in the month to play Hibs. I would say that this has maybe been the biggest struggle of the three in our own place. Any reason that you put that down for maybe just their organisation?
Yeah, I think it's that obviously after the first two games against them, we look at how they've played and how we can kind of try and get around their weaknesses, so they would have done the same to us. I think it's difficult when you play the same team over and over, especially back to back the last time. There was a difference in the two performances, so I think just probably that, to be honest.
I know you quick special mention to Jodie. I thought she made the difference today. What did you make of her performance?
I said that to her at the end, that I kind of took her aside and I said, you were brilliant today. I think she's had to be patient. She played a lot at the start of the season and maybe been a bit frustrated recently with her minutes, but that's what she needs to do when she comes on. She was brilliant, and she brings you that little bit of bite, which you don't get a lot with younger players, but you definitely get it with Jodie, and I think that won the corner, that won it at the end, so she deserves getting a bit of credit today because I thought she was brilliant when she came on.
Joe, a big win. Feels like a big win. What do you make of the performance today?
Yeah, it's difficult because I think we started the game extremely well. You know, I was very impressed with how brightly we started the game, our quality in possession. Although we say that, we didn't really test their keeper too much in those opening moments. And then we let one slip up really determine the rest of our half. And that's something that we spoke about at half-time. You know, we can't let one mistake determine how we then move forward and come away from what was working. So it was probably a good time for us to reset at half-time. You know, you have to manage your emotions in those moments because there wasn't too much that was going wrong against us. It was just mainly our quality, and especially in the final third, it weren't quite clicking, or, you know, we didn't really have that final product. But I knew that we was always going to create moments. I knew we always had subs to come off the bench to change a game. It was just about us taking control of the game and managing our emotions in those big moments. And those, you know, subs that can come on and change a game absolutely did for us.
Come to the subs in a minute, but a game like today, every team that wants to be successful will have a game like today where you have to dig it out, you have to show that spirit and that determination. We know the girls have got it, we've spoke about that quite a lot. You can get games where you win 7-0 and everything's perfect. Do you take more satisfaction out of coming behind and digging out a game like that today when maybe at times you felt this isn't going to go our way, but to swing that and switch it, does that give you a lot of confidence and a lot of faith in what you're doing?
Absolutely. We've seen we can do it previously against Celtic, but I think sometimes those games, you've got the added extra because it's an old firm and they're already up for those games. So, you know, they have that extra bite where they want to get back into those games because it's your local rivals. These games can be very, very tricky. You know, it's so tough to come from 1-0 down and break down a team that's working extremely hard, that have got some real warriors that want to sit in and block, you know, stop shots, block crosses. You know, it's difficult to come out in those moments. And I think to show the quality in the end, to not panic, to keep pushing with our game plan, we just tweaked a few things at half time, you know, to change a little bit of how we was playing, just to help our forward players really get into the game a little bit earlier. So, you know, I think the resilience in the players and the characteristics that they're showing to be able to come from behind, and, you know, we could have nicked it again at the end, another one with Lizzie, and that game looks very different again at 3-1. So, you know, it's big for us. Those moments are big, and I think we'll look back on that at the end of the season and see that was a massive 3 points.
Final one from me. We talked about the substitution, but somebody that maybe won't get the headlines but deserves so much praise is Jodie McCleary. She came on, she was involved in both goals. She wins it for the first, wins the corner for the second, has a part in it. She's somebody maybe not get the game time she might not have liked, but she's made a statement today.
She absolutely has, and I think probably there might have been a few eyebrows at going, oh, Rachel Rose coming off the pitch, you know. But I think it shows that we have players that can come in and make an impact.
Her attitude's great.
Her attitude's unbelievable. It's nothing we can ever question. She trains like that day in, day out. And I knew what she could come on and bring in those moments, and she was involved in both goals. And, you know, she's still a young kid. She's still got a lot to learn, but I think that's big for us. I think she came on and she had an opportunity today, and she definitely took it, and she'll be definitely getting a lot of praise from us in that changing room, I'll tell you that.
Good decision by the manager then.
Yeah, a joint one. I think that's the thing. You see, whenever we're making decisions, I don't just make them emotionally off of what's happening. I've got two people sat behind me that we talk everything through, and we've got some very different brains and opinions in there that help collectively come to a decision. But that one, we're all in sync on it. We're all agreed that, you know, give Jodie some time. I think it'll work for her. You know, so it was a good decision by the staff, yeah.
Joe, it's interesting that you're talking about Rachel Rowe and big decisions indeed this afternoon. How much of a big decision was it to bring her off? I didn't think she had a great game. I thought she struggled to get involved, just in the pocket she usually plays in. Big call to bring her off today.
Yeah, I think that's those moments where sometimes you're waiting for Rachel to create something, and I think the players rely on Rachel a lot, you know, and sometimes when it's not quite happening for a player, it's tough for the player themselves, it's tough for the players around them, because they're going, come on, we'll just give you the ball, let's go, let's do something. And if it's not quite on for them that day, or they're having an off day, we can't expect them to be perfect. But that's the whole reason of having a squad, and I look at it and I go, she's not having, you know, the best day today, which we can't expect her to have one every single week. And sometimes when you take a player that everybody expects to create something out of that equation, other people then have to step up and make different decisions, and then going forward you've got a different option to make. You know, instead of forcing the ball to Rachel all the time, we'll look to a different option that may be the better option anyway. Because Rachel, sometimes in her movement, she will move not to get the ball, but sometimes I think we want to give her the ball because she creates a lot. So it's just getting that fine balance between going, do we give her when she runs or do we find the other runner that's dropping, you know? So I think just by taking her out of that equation today, it, in a weird way, it managed to bring everybody else's decision making up instead of forcing into a player that was just having a little bit of an off day, you know. It's allowed, it's one of those. She's been excellent up until now, so I think, you know, Jodie coming in gives a different perspective and she was involved in both goals, so I think, yeah, it could have been a big call at the moment, but we were all in agreement, so it paid off for us today.
100%. I spoke to Kath just 5 minutes or so ago about this being the third game against Hibs and this month another victory, arguably perhaps the stuffiest of the three on our own place. I just wonder if you'll look back on this afternoon some point in May and just see it's a really, really big result.
I think so. You know, you speak to the players and they see this as a big result, because I think previously when you play against these teams or you go 1-0 down against these teams, like I said, you don't already have that bite of a rivalry of an old firm there that it's so difficult to come back into. And we know in previous years that they maybe would have only got a draw or continued to lose those games. And I think that resilience that they've built up and the confidence that they've dragged out of themselves at times to be able to come back into a game and dominate and go on and get a winner and potentially go on and get a third, you know, is big for us, because we need to be ruthless. We've got to make sure that we're looking forward and we can't dwell too much and we can't sulk. And I think definitely, well, I think we'll look back on that one potentially towards the later season and be like, that was a big 3 points for us.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Four Lads Bite Size Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Rhino Express and Clydeview Joinery, certified fire door installer and maintainer. Also in association with Rangers Pools, Zenith Coins and Alexander Campbell Interiors. Please share and follow the pod to help us grow. We hope you enjoyed the show.